Catholic Schools Week has officially been launched. And I think it's fair to say that today was about bringing students, teachers, we had some wonderful bishops, priests, all those, I suppose, who are interested in investing in our young people together, to celebrate being part of a Catholic school and to really discuss what it means to be part of a Catholic school and the role that we have as young people within that.
And Monsignor Jim, what do you feel was the outcome of today?
Well, it was. I think the great outcome of it was that as Maura has just said, all of us who are involved in Catholic schools were together for an entire morning, and it was just a wonderful celebration. It started with you'd call it a liturgy, a prayer service, which was just splendid. There's 14 schools involved here today, and all 14 of them were involved in this prayer service this morning. It was, number one, there was beautiful singing, there was readings, perfect, they were just tremendously suitable. Then what was a very significant thing was each of the schools, the 14 schools, brought up a little symbol of their school, like their, I think it was their motto or their, and they made it into a like a jigsaw. They put them all together, and it was just wonderful. I mean, we all so enjoyed seeing them doing that and seeing 14 schools working together and talking about what it means to be a Catholic school. And one of the things that I particularly liked about today is that we were all together for the entire morning. The young pupils from the school, down to the very infants. In fact, Hilary Musgrave was here working with the infants because he couldn't, you know, to involve the infants in the, it would be boring for them. And they had a lovely time with Hilary. She did some work with them. And Maura was simply splendid in you know, facilitating and enlivening us. And then we had as well, of course, Ger Brennan, the Dublin footballer, who talked about his faith. So I just think we had a great morning, and we have, I think, successfully launched Catholic Schools Week. And the theme this year is Catholic Schools, Places of Faith and Places of Learning. So that's what's happening in our schools. We're growing in faith as we learn about the world. So it's very good.
And Moira, you were talking there a minute ago about how the children are looking for prayer. Do you want to talk a bit more about that?
Well, during our roundtable discussion, there were a series of questions given to the people at the tables, particularly geared, I suppose, at the pupils. And we asked about the different gifts and talents that each person has. And we asked them, or challenged them perhaps, to think about what gifts they have and how they could be used within the context of their Catholic school and to be developed and to be celebrated. And one of the final groups before we finished today, one of the students said that they would actually love to have more experiences of masses and prayer services. So there was, I suppose, a desire there for an experience of the sacramental aspect of our faith. And one of the teachers, I suppose, and rightly so, felt called to also further reiterate what the student had said, because it's, I think often we might think, you know, with our faith and with the new evangelisation, that we do believe that young people are open. And we're constantly trying to ask ourselves, how can we be efficient and clever and new in our way of presenting the gospel? And to hear these young people say that they actually want more experiences of that tradition is phenomenal, really. And it's so encouraging. I think I just have to reiterate what Father Jim has already said, that to be here today, the young people that we have met, that have shared, there's such vitality, and there's such, like, today is so uplifting for any of us who have had the joy and the privilege of being present. And I think we just need to continue to encourage our young pupils in primary and secondary school to really tap into those gifts they've been given. You know, Sister Colette at the start of the opening liturgy, one of the things that she brought up was X Factor, and she mentioned Sam Bailey winning it. Now, I have to say, I haven't been watching X Factor, but all the younger people certainly knew who she was talking about. And she said, you know, that there are lots of Sam Baileys here today. And I hope that's what they go home with, is that realisation that it's an honour, it's a gift. And it's a celebration to be part of a Catholic school, and that they have an integral role in that, and not to forget that when they leave school, as Ger, you know, so wonderfully highlighted, I think, through his own walk with the Lord and his sharing in that it's about, you know, the desires that God has put in your heart, yes, responding to those, but realising that faith is integral to that, and that you can be normal and actually go to Mass.
And just in terms of, Maura talked about the new evangelisation there. Is this the new evangelization being implemented by the church as we know it?
I think it is, Connor. I was very interested in that. It was almost at the end of our launch this morning, and Maura asked, it was a very interesting question, what gifts do you have? And it was interesting, the pupils that were at the table I was sitting at, they began to say, but we don't have gifts. And then, of course, they began to realize they have all kinds of gifts. And one of the teachers said to me, you know, it is so true. The children have gifts, but we must learn to listen to the children, listen to their gifts. And I remember, I was just talking to you earlier about it, there was an OECD report, I'd say it's about 5 or 6 years ago, which was very interesting, that one of the findings from it that came from that report is that children themselves have a natural openness to God and to spirituality and to these things. And I think that, Connor, as you say, that this new evangelization, that's what it is about. It's opening people to the gifts that are within us. And I was particularly anxious today that we would all stay together for the morning, that we wouldn't, you know, so often at these things what happens is we run something like this, and then when it comes to when the children do their part, they kind of go away and we adults talk to one another. But I think it's very important for us to listen to the children, listen to these young people, and respond to what's coming up from them. And I think we succeeded in doing that today, you know, so it's good.
And what do you think are the next steps?
Well, I think primarily, I suppose I felt somewhat called to leave the students with a bit of a challenge today. So towards the end, I did ask them to continue to reflect and pray about the gifts and talents that they have been blessed with, and to then look at Catholic Schools Week as the platform in which they try and tap into these gifts. But obviously it's a lifelong process for all of us, whether we're at school or whether we're not, to continually, you know, to ask ourselves, what are we being called to do and what way, whether that's to work the 9-to-5 office job, whether that's to work for a diocese, whether that's to do whatever it is, volunteer work. It's to realise that that each of us are unique, each of us are gifted, and that we all have a specific mission, if you like. So I suppose for the young people, and I actually think as well, Father Jim, on touching on what you've said there, in all of us being together, students, staff, principals, everyone together, I hope that this dialogue will continue when these students return to school, and that, you know, that today will actually be the start of something very, very exciting, both the teachers listening to the students and also the students stepping up to that responsibility that they have as well.